Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We look at and explore important aspects and areas of life, everything from business, sales, nutrition, physical, relationships, disabilities, and everything in between. My name's Tom Tutal Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. Just last week or within the last few weeks, I spoke at the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California. And these are all big names, and I shared the stage with them. I'm not in the same league, but Jeffrey Gittimer was there, Greg S. Reed, John Delemi, John Azaroff, Sharon Lecter, and many other amazing people. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now, soon to be 45 next month. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. And I've been in hospital about 40 times, hospitalized for a number of days. I stand about 5'1", proudly, due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And despite those physical challenges, everybody knows I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. Find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and PALL.com. And my guest today is the amazing April J. Ford. Let me tell you, people, that a lot of the benefit that comes from going to events like the Think and Grow Rich Summit, besides saying you can share the stage with those amazing people, is who you sit beside and who you meet when you're there. So I sat beside April for 2.5 days. She is the best-selling author, and her story, she didn't write her story in the book. Her book is Chase the Challenge and Conquer, as well as my 4 R's, Rubble, Recovery, Rebuild, and Relationship. She has an amazing story. She became a widow at the age of 32, but her story began before that. She was born in San Francisco, California. She was raised in that area, and she attended California State University in Sacramento, graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical and Electronic Engineering. And she began her career with Intel Corporation. Everybody knows Intel. She's the owner of, I love this, J-O-Y, which stands for Joys of Yah, Y-A-H. You know, sometimes you have envy when someone comes up with something. That's when I was envious. It's inspired by her middle name, and Y-A-H, short for Yahweh, translating to God. Amen. Her vision is to share and spread joys and blessings with the rest of the world by providing motivational books, products, speaking engagements, wellness coaching. She just wants to serve and help. So however she can do that, in whatever way, you certainly want to touch base with people. She had a difficult and painful childhood, dealing with both failures and success in her adult life. She's always persevered, relying on her faith and her intuition. And as a result, April found courage to succeed in her adult life by illustrating her success, published in her first book, Chase the Challenge and Conquer, My 4 R's, Rubble, Recovery, Rebuild, and Relationships. The book was featured on Amazon's top 100 bestsellers list. Both her first and second book, which was 4 Steps, 4 R's, Mind, Body, Soul program, were featured on multiple TV networks. I've seen a video on ABC, I believe. It was on Fox as well, and CW. Magazines have also featured her blog articles, and her story, her real-life story, inspires people to live in their purpose and their passion. And her work will not only empower and awaken you, but also give you the tools and equip you on how to find the right answers for yourself. Her writing is a natural talent. It's her real passion. But besides that, she is involved in fitness, volunteering, one of my favorite things in the world, traveling, love that, cooking, shopping, and mostly spending time with her 2 kids, family, and friends. And also, she's building a team of leaders in her network marketing team. She is privileged to have as a mentor in OrganoGold someone who is one of the top executives for the number one income earner in the industry of network marketing. OrganoGold is the one and only, will always ever be by contract, business partner of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, the largest donor to the Napoleon Hill Foundation by far, forever, from now on. And so that is an amazing partnership. Listen to what she has to say, not only about OrganoGold, but also Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and her story will touch you as well. Welcome to the show, April.
Wow, thank you so much, Tom. It's a pleasure being here, and I thank you again for inviting me on your show.
Wow, I really appreciate it, and what I really appreciate is that getting into people's stories. And we all have, I talk about it on stage, we all will suffer, we'll all have adversity, we'll all have defeat. But before the story of you becoming a widow at 32 with two young kids, totally unexpectedly, which, you know, just floors people when they first hear that, how did your journey begin, and why are you able to be so happy and successful after all that you've gone through, especially dealing with not only the death of your husband, but tragedies that started even at a young age, right?
Well, that's actually a good question, because that's one of the most popular questions that I get, you know, after I released Chase the Challenge and Conquer, my first book. You know, how is it that you're able to be so happy and successful after, like you said, after all that you've gone through, especially, you know, dealing with tragedies even at a young age? And you know what? I've just overcome many hardships and those tragedies by not just surviving. A lot of people have that surviving mentality, but for me, it's just, you know, go beyond that. Survive and thrive and be happy and successful. And I recognize that my strength comes from my belief and my faith, the belief in me and the belief that the abilities that God has given me.
I love this so much. So since you opened it up, because the one big challenge I bang my head about a lot is really to go through adversity, suffering, and defeat, the type that people go through, and to remain happy, joyful, and pursue their purpose and success.
It takes
more than what we have within ourselves. So when you have that faith in your purpose, yeah, you're still going to be upset and disappointed and sad and crying and various things along the way. But with a faith in the purpose, the God-given purpose, this really helps with the joy and happiness, which leads to success, right? And so, yeah, that's, I love to hear people talk about their faith. So what is the book, your book, Chase the Challenge and Conquer, about? I love three C's. You're using, what is that called in literature when you use a three, alliteration?
And then I have the four R's of the subtitle.
I know.
So I wanted to share my story to basically just, you know, inspire people, you know, to live and walk in their purpose and passion. And it's just to empower them, you know, and awaken them, but give them the tools to equip them and how to find the right answers for them. You know, after reading Chase the Challenge and Conquer, you should be inspired, motivated, you know, and what I call the four R's, rubble, recovery, rebuild, and relationships. You know, we all have rubble in our life. What do you do with the rubble? How do you recover from a devastation after that? And what do you need to do to rebuild your life? And what type of relationships do you need to maintain that are healthy? You know, relationships with your family and friends and your relationship and connection with God.
Amen. And so the book will inspire, motivate, empower, and impact people to find not only their four R's, but also the things they can do with their purpose. And that is my biggest message April, the thing people ask me the most about is, what is my purpose? How do I discover it? Did it take you a few times or over time to, like, for instance, now, I really believe if Jesus was sitting across the table, I said, why am I here? He would hand me the same document I had.
You I have don't think it took me a long time to find my purpose. I think I've always known at a very young age that I would be sharing my story one day, but it was just when I was ready to share my story and to be able to walk and accept my purpose.
Wow, walk and accept. Boy, those are good, because I had my purpose when I was in my early 20s, but I had to walk and accept my purpose before I it showed any fruit or fruition. And I like that. So walk and accept. Sometimes God makes you prove yourself. Prove yourself to yourself and prove yourself to others. And
right.
then accept that, yes, you may have wanted to play Tom hockey for the Montreal Canadiens, but accept that I have a different purpose for you, and it's not to play in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, walk in your challenges, prove yourself to yourself and others, and then accept what God has laid in front of you as your purpose. So what inspired you to write the book, Chase the Challenge and Conquer?
Actually, like I said, I've always known at a very young age that I was going to be writing my story one day. Again, my story started before I became a widow at 32, so obviously there's a lot of elements there. But it just had to be the right season and time for me, a lot of personal development and growth and acceptance. I mean, I'm still growing, you know, as we speak today in my journey in my life and being successful and helping others. But, yeah, I just wanted to put my story out there to inspire people to live up to their full potential and know that somebody who's overcome so many adversities and challenges and tragedies, you know, you're not the only one, and you can overcome and thrive, right?
Oh, totally. I'm thinking, April, of a very good friend, a fellow certified instructor, Taylor Tay. I speak with him sometimes. I spoke in Memphis. He talks about adversity and defeat, as do I, and as do yourself. He had abuse when he was young, mental torment. He doesn't like to talk about it. He doesn't actually talk a lot about it, but what he learned from it is what he talks about. And so you had some childhood things that, like, it's not worth talking about, because just what it'll bring up and people will not be nice and it caused you to block things. And so it's pretty freeing to write the book, I would think, to release some of these blockages. I hear so much when people realize a lot of things in their past that block them. Boy, that really helps. So talk about, maybe did you think about doing it anonymously, and what made you decide that, no, this is my story?
Yeah, actually, I was a little bit reserved about sharing my story, because, you know, who wants to share all the ugly details of your past and struggles and blockages?
I even
thought about, you know, publishing the book as an anonymous author. What is that called when you have a pen name? You know,
yeah.
I was ashamed of what happened, and it's very humiliating of what I had to endure. But I came to the conclusion of, you know what, this is me, and it's made me a better person. And in order for me to help somebody else, you know, in the same situation or similar situation, you know, I've just got to, you know, reveal the true April. And that's what I did in, you know, sharing my true story.
I love that. And I took a support group course at church once on people wearing masks. We wear masks.
Oh.
And so when we see people, look at April. Look at her. She's in shape. She looks good. She has a book. And then they think that you were born looking good in shape,
right.
An author, and, you know, walking around with your head up and a self-confidence and a purpose. But when people share their low moments and how they came to where they are, I think people can relate to that more than, I'm never going to look like her, I'm not going to be in shape like her, I can't write a book, no way I can talk in front of a group. But when they hear your story and what you went through, the good and the bad, then they can say, ooh, well, A, at least I'm not April, I didn't go through all that. And B, like, well, she has no qualifications of the all of these things, but she's doing it anyway, so I can do it as well. And so that's why people look around and they see us wearing masks. They look at God, he looks so sharp. Yeah.
Right. They're blinded by that facade of your perception. You believe what, you know, what you perceive.
Exactly. And we all, if you spend a half hour with someone or an hour with four or five questions, you'll find we've all had suffering. Even just think everybody's parents got at something. And if you love your parents, that suffering, that could be temporary as you get over it. You have adversity, you have defeat, and the more people know that you've overcome that and you've become this person, it then gives them the option of saying to themselves, I can do that too.
Right. It's within you too. And that's what I try to empower people in the book, Chase the Challenge and Conquer, that, you know what, the gifts and abilities that I've been given to overcome and the strength that I've, you know, relied on, it's within you, too. You've just got to learn how to tap into your own potentials and use the necessary tools.
Exactly. But sometimes people think you're just, oh, you're lucky. You have this or this family, or in my case, a great family, great siblings, born in Canada, health care is free. You're so lucky. It's not
you're
lucky.
Born this way.
God, we're just born this way. God gives us all blessings in the form of skills, talents, and abilities. And it's
right, and also choices. People forget that they have choices in life. So
it's all our choice.
Make that choice to make a change.
Exactly. Napoleon Hill's number one principle, your thoughts are 100% under your control. It's give you the choice to make those changes and to understand this is a blessing. And I need to use it to as much as I can, otherwise I'm letting God down.
Right, and even if you're in a situation or a circumstance, you know, where you may not want to be in, I mean, look at my childhood. I couldn't control the environment that I was growing up in, but you know what? I knew that my worth, you know, was better than that, and I had a purpose in life, and God gave me the strength to at least have the vision and belief. And to have the faith to be persistent and set goals for my life and make a change and make a choice.
Exactly. And in this society, April, a lot of times people will only see like nice car, a nice watch, looking good, in shape, and these and swag, the things that look good. Actually, I interviewed Jim Stovall. You know Jim Stovall? He's blind, and his books have been millions of copies. He's also, if they've been made into movies, he's blind. I asked him, I said, are the goals for a blind person different? Like, do you crave the new iPhone, the new iPad?
Mm-hmm.
And he replied, wow, good question. And he said, I own a condo with floor-to-ceiling windows looking out onto a beautiful background. And he says, you think I buy that for myself? He says, I buy that so my friends can come over and say, wow, Jim, you have a beautiful view from here. And then he says, I like an iPhone 5 too, because if someone's going to say, wow, Jim, you got the new iPhone. And so this is what we're just, we're targeted for in North America. And I know a lot of people that go to third world. And this is not how 40% of the world is. Right? They don't live by swag. If they have a pair of shoes in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so I'm no more deserving of my new investment than they are to have swag, like just a roof over your head and clothes to put on your body. So your second book, The Four R's, I like the R's again, because they're for old people like me to remember. So the four steps, four R's, mind, body, soul program. If you cover those three, you've got them all. So
yeah, it's a mind, body, soul program. It's more formatted in a form of like a workbook, and this was a follow-on to my first book, because I got a lot of feedback after the first book, you know, well, how do I actually do what you do? And that's how I came up with the idea of coming up with a four-step, four R's program. And it's real simple. The four R's, you know, the first step is to recognize, and second is to respond, the third is to reevaluate, and the fourth is to rebalance. And the purpose of the workbook is basically, you know, find your equation for happiness and success. And I really want to stress the word on equation. Equation, if you look up the mathematical definition, it's basically different variables compared to a formula that has set, you know, set factors in it. So equation, right, you know, basically means that my equation for, or definition for happiness and success might be a little bit different than, you know, Tom's equation for happiness and success. But we all need to go through this process of recognizing, responding, reevaluating, and rebalance to find out what our equation is.
Amen. And the first part, recognize, where am I now? You got to be pretty honest there. What does the equation look like? Currently, where are you, and what is your ideal equation? Because as you said, for some, let's say, you know, you could have an equation of, you know, three parts family, five parts career, two parts fitness. Some
right.
of all different numbers. And so are you able to have a tool that helps people find their pains? Because finding pain is where you're going to find joy, because once you find the source of the pain, now you can look after the source.
Right on point, Tom, right on point, exactly. And actually, in the workbook, I've included what I usually share with my clients as a wellness coach. I included the assessment quiz. You know, you're bringing awareness to your source pain, and there's a lot of symptoms that we could just self-reflect on a daily basis to address, you know, where is the source pain? Are you motivated to get up out of your bed and go to that job that you clock in and out of each and every single day? Are you motivated to maybe pursue another career path? Or, you know, what's your body telling you? Are you fatigued and sick all the time? You know, you need to bring awareness to what areas of your life are, you know, imbalanced. What are you deficient or surplus in? And what variables are there and which are missing? So there is a self-assessment quiz in the workbook.
And that's an assessment without blame or excuses. Just assessment. Don't say, well, because, or I'm this way, because, or just identify what is the thing.
Right.
Someone told me you don't want financial independence. I was like, oh, what? And he was like, okay, now you have it. What are you going to do? Then I was like, oh, I'm going to give this to World Vision and to Mercy Ships. I'm going to help this orphanage in Mexico. And he said, that's what you want. You don't want the financial independence. So that's part of the equation, right? Finding out what areas are balanced, unbalanced.
Balanced
and
not
efficient,
right.
Recognize where you can put everything in the right equation to equal your happiness. Now, after you know all that, the main number one key to all success, respond, take action.
Respond, yeah, what do you do with it? You know, what do you do with all these symptoms that your body's telling you, your motivation, or now that you've identified in the assessment, because what do you do with that? And my approach, you know, as a life coach is to your wellness coach, is to take a holistic approach or an alignment, you know, have a cohesive balance of your mind, body, and soul. You know, we can't be completely, quote-unquote, balanced, but have those three elements of our beings, our mind, body, and soul working in some sort of cohesion. You know, you've got your mind where you can meditate and pray, have your connection with God, and controlling your mind and your thoughts. And it goes back to the Napoleon Hill principles, you know, setting goals, being persistent, have a vision board. And your second being is your body. Are you eating, you know, healthy? Are you exercising the right amount? Are you resting? Are you also doing your proper recovery? And the third being within all of us is your soul. Are you meditating to be able to connect with God? Because that's the only way you can have a clear path and communication with Him. And that's how you align your passion and your purpose.
Exactly. The one I love, I do all three. They're all three a focus, but the mind one. If you are like the average North American, you're spending 32 plus hours a week watching TV playing on the internet, video games, and that. What if you, I read 5 nonfiction books a month to learn something. What if you replaced an hour or two a day of television with an hour or two of reading something that inspires you to take action and give you steps to do it? Is your life going to be different?
Stimulate your mind and be more productive.
Be more productive. And then body. I have a perfect excuse not to exercise. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I'm tired.
Okay,
and I'm
you can
pass the
excuse.
But I've been going to a gym for 14 years, and I am in good shape.
You are. When I saw you in Del Mar, you are in great shape.
I have 6-pack abs, and I am in good shape. For the range of motion I have, I go regularly. I've been like going for about 14 years. If I can do it, please, you can do it.
Exactly.
Anyone can do it. And soul, to really, 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 really know where you're going, what you want to do, and respond properly, you need to get quiet with yourself, because anything you do in life, you start talking to 5 different friends, and guess what? 3 of them are going to say you're nuts. One of them might say it's possible. The last one might say, well, that's good, but do it this way instead. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, how do I know which one of my nutty, crazy, fun friends is right or wrong? That's when you need to get by yourself. You've got to kind of ask the Lord, like, Lord, I know I have to work with people. Can you help me with which one? Can you clarify these 5 opinions? Which way should I go? And that can only be quieting the mind, focusing it on a few questions, and focusing it on what do I in the end want to be as my purpose.
Right. And what, I think one of the speakers at the summit that we met at in Del Mar, I want to say it was Mr. Campbell, Johnny Campbell, when he said, you know, you need to find clarity and capacity, you know, to receive your blessings and to give it to others as well. So you do need to quiet your mind and have that connection.
Amen. And a lot of people sometimes have a hard time receiving their blessings. And so you got to be quiet, meditate, be thankful, be grateful, receive your blessing, and then just be able to sort out the different voices in your life with the different ideas that they have for you. And now you've done that, you recognize, you responded, you gotta, now you know, you gotta look after all 3 of those and make plans for that. So now you gotta reevaluate. You say, okay. My 32 hours of TV plan is not very effective. What do I need to do tomorrow that I could change? Action plan. And then Jim Rohn kind of spoke about, you know, hanging around a tough crowd, a big crowd, good people. So you can't have your spouse perhaps always coaching you, because maybe you have one that'll be like, oh, you could do that tomorrow, and we got to do this tonight. So an action plan. But someone who is there that you respect, trust, admire, and who can coach you, mastermind you, mentor you, whatever term people want to use, in the end, you need to work with someone who's totally in alignment with your purpose, knows what it is, and is totally passionately interested in coaching you to pursue it with passion.
Right, and who's also going to hold you accountable, right? They're not going to, you know, okay, well, we could just watch TV and just do this tomorrow.
Yeah,
like said, you know, somebody's going to hold you accountable to your goals. You know, this is what you decided, this is what you committed to. I'm going to hold you accountable for your plan. And if, you know, the plan in the third step, reevaluate, well, is this plan really working or is it, do we need to modify it? Let's reevaluate your plan. That's the job of the, you know, whatever, like you said, you want to name them as your life coach or wellness coach or your mentor.
Yeah, mastermind partner, anything like that, but you need someone who holds you accountable kindly, lovingly, passionately, and causes you to think and act in the way that you have already identified that you want to think about.
Exactly.
Once you have someone like that, the return on investment is like a lifetime of happiness and joy. And hopefully less excuses. How about rebalancing the last one? Because you have to, life is up and down. It is not linear. So to maintain success and the happiness and the joy, instead of it being like a being a boat in the middle of a tornado, up and down, up and down, how do you calibrate it so that, yes, something horrible happens, you are still sad.
Yeah, you know what, once you know, again, if you're working with your life coach, wellness coach, mastermind group, your mentor, and you figure out, you know, this is the equation that makes me happy and successful, but what if, you know, a year changes and something happens in your life where you have to rebalance that equation because a certain factor or an element or a variable in your equation changed, right? We can't predict or control everything in our life, and we have to rebalance certain aspects in our life.
Exactly, as we go along, and different areas will maybe be out of equation at different points. But if we know what's important to us, what is the keys for our success, mind, body, and soul, we can really always recalibrate, get back to center, and in that area find the joy, the happiness, and that really the God-given passion and purpose for life. He wants us to live life and live it to the full. I should know the Bible verse perfectly, but He wants us to live a passionate, purposeful voice. So, April, here's a cool question because it concerns kind of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if you put a different word or company there. So people talk about a lot that my definite purpose and my passion and my job or my business, they're not the same. I think of Savannah Rich Mama. She's speaking at my Thinking Grow Rich event. Very wealthy through real estate. Didn't really give to, she didn't care about real estate. It wasn't her passion. She found it kind of annoying. She just had a talent for making money. She went to a third world country. She found desperately poor people. She fed tore at her heart. Now she went back. She earned a boatload of money in her real estate investing life, so she brings it all down to the third world country, builds a house, builds a school, builds an orphanage with her hands dirty and her two young sons. So yourself, so think of yourself and talk to people who, you are an organogold distributor, but I doubt when you were 9 or 10, you said, I want to be the world's biggest coffee distributor. But how does that align with what obviously your passion and purpose is to help people? So how does organogold coffee tea align with your passion and your purpose and your writing?
Absolutely, that's a good question. And let me just explain that. You know what, I didn't know about Think and Grow Rich until I joined organogold. You know, I joined organogold and they were the ones that introduced the book to me because of the leaders. You know, our leaders teach the concepts in organogold, you know, the principles of definiteness and purpose, what's your burning desire and your goals, positive attitude, positive association, persistence and perseverance. And when I started reading into the book and listening to the audio, it really resonated within me because those are the foundation principles that I was already accustomed to. That's how I've always lived my life, and that's what's reflected in my own book. So there is a complete convergence, you know, with me being involved with OrganoGold, and coincidentally, they're, you know, they have an exclusive collaboration with the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Woohoo! With the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And they give a lot of money. That will fund the foundation forever and ever. The book and the CD they have, not the profits, go to Napoleon Hill Foundation. The full purchase price.
Right.
Every penny goes to the foundation. And my buddy, Shane's name is in the front. We used to sell a lot of success door to door 25 years ago to businesses.
Wow.
And so, and then you mentioned another thing, April. I have interviewed L.G. Young, Andrea Blackley, Tyrone McDaniel, Coach Craig Hill, numerous others. And guess what? I heard from a lot of them, because a lot of people, again, by appearances, they look at them and they think, wow, they're so successful. They must have read Think and Grow Rich 25 years ago. A bunch of them, I can't figure which one specifically individually, but a number of them said, I was introduced to it by Colton Bugs or David Emonitier. I just read it a year or two ago when I got into OrganoGold. They're introducing people to Think and Grow Rich, and that is like that is worth as much as coffee.
Right. Like I said, a lot of the leaders in OrganoGold, this is what we teach our leaders. So it's not just about the healthy products, the coffees and teas. It's, you know, the law of compensation. The more lives you touch, the more rewarding. You know, we talked about this at the summit. Your actual income is, you know, how much you've actually impacted people. Law of influence, law of receiving, and so on.
Wow. And this kind of builds up where I think you have the idea behind the true success of kind of network marketing. You have built yourself into the person who pursues your purpose, your passion, your writing, and who helps other people, and your vehicle is coffee. And coffee is not something that you have to take too much time out of your other things to explain. Have you heard of coffee?
Right.
Never have to say that. So you could be... Someone could say, wow, I like April. I would really like a mentor, partner, mastermind, insert whatever word we're in there, coach. I would like her to be my coach. Okay. This is how you get to work with someone as your coach, mentor, mastermind partner. If you get involved with a channel called as your avenue to make your money, but work with April to figure out what is the passion. Because, you know, how much coffee samples will you give away if it's to help an orphanage or your sick child or grandparents or something like that? You'll be a lot less shy and fearful and nervous if you have your passion and your purpose behind handing out of samples.
You get it right on point there, Tom. Like I said, it's a vehicle and a platform for me to really be in a position to help others. Again, going back to the Think and Grow Rich Summit, I think it was Bernie Dorman who mentioned, you know, collaborative networking. We're all here to serve each other.
Amen. So now we've got people, they're mesmerized now, and they're like, okay, I want to find out a lot more about what April does. I want to ask for a free sample. Free sample, like my dad says, free is good. And so everybody who drinks coffee or tea, that's everybody. Or if you know somebody. And so that's everybody else other than the people who drink coffee or tea. So tell us where to get samples, also where to find out about your book. And even you're in California, so maybe there's people listening in California that would be like, I'd like to meet her in person.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be happy, you know, more than happy to send anybody out there free samples of the coffees or teas. You can just email me directly, and it's apriljford, F-O-R-D, @joysofyah.com, and that's J-O-Y-S OFYAH. And if you'd like to purchase Chase the Challenge and Conquer, as well as the 4 Set 4 Hours program, again, the self-assessment quiz worksheet's already in there, just go to my main website. That's on www.joysofyah.com. And, you know, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletters, because we're always, always, always giving away tons of giveaways, cash giveaways, gift cards, as well as tips of the day, applications, latest posts, and whatnot.
Woohoo! Cash giveaways. That's
free stuff. Yeah,
free stuff. How about free coffee samples?
Yes, including the free coffee samples. And don't forget to leave your review on Amazon. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, this is so easy to do, and something that people can do also as a branding thing for themselves, which I do, and also because I love my author friends. Go to Amazon.com, write a review, put your name, put your title and your company. If I put a review, I put underneath my name, Certified Napoleon Hill Instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody ever Googles Certified Napoleon Hill Instructor, it'll come up on Amazon. And so I do a good thing for myself, but also you do a good thing for the author. Write a nice review and put that on Amazon.com. It's easy to do. So make sure to do that as well. Thank you so much, April. It's been a lot of fun. We're really aligned on our beliefs, on what we believe about our purpose and our passion and our vehicles to get there, about having to be resilient in life. None of us gets out of here without some suffering, adversity, and defeat. But if you have your life in the proper balance, that you know you're in God's plan, not only his plan, but that you doing what he would have you do, boy, joy and happiness automatically follows from there. It's in the Bible, so if God said it, you know it's got to be true.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, I want to say thank you. I mean, it was a pleasure meeting you at the summit. You're truly an inspiration who actually, you know, walks and lives in their purpose with happiness, for you to stand up on that stage and share your adversities and how you've used the principles of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Think and Grow Rich, and become successful, you know, in your own purpose. And again, thank you for having me on your show, and I do appreciate each and every listener out there who continue to support my writing, and I send everybody my love and light. But remember to share your joys and blessings as well.
Amen. Thank you so much, and have an amazing day.
You too. Bye.